Tradition 11. A public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio and films. Relating to Tradition 11, from an unnamed member. Sometimes, when I look at the tradition's guidelines, I struggle a bit to see how they actually relate to the tradition in question. However, in the guidelines for Tradition 11, I can see how they relate. Do I come across an AA fanatic? Well, I would rather hope not, but then it's the balance of knowing what AA has done for me, but not going overboard when I relate that. I do find it hard to put into words my journey in recovery and trying to explain how, when I came into AA, I did not think it would work for me. But because I stuck around, it did, and still does. Then try and explain all the changes along the way and how that came about. For example, how I stopped worrying about stuff so much and became a bit more chilled about things. Someone in AA once sent me a list of 20 defects of character. I'm not sure if they were trying to suggest something, but gossip is on the list. I know that gossip for me is bad. It feels bad when I get sucked into it, so it's best I keep away from it. In meetings I tend to be okay, but outside, like in the workplace, I can find it more of a challenge, as basically I'm a bit of a nosy so-and-so, which is something I need to watch out for. I don't often go to meetings where there are people who might be a bit more known outside the rooms. I'm not that up on things anyhow, so if someone did come in who was a celeb, chances are I would not have a clue anyway. If by chance I did recognise them, well, they are another member with the same problem. What they do for a living does not really come into it. I've learnt more about this by being involved in the prison postal service. Writing to someone inside has really made me realise how we are all the same. I would not say that I'm ashamed I'm an alcoholic, but I don't go around broadcasting it either. That is not because I still feel ashamed, it's more because I have to watch my motives if I want to start telling people. Is it to be helpful or to get a bit of attention? Something else I have to watch out for. I was ashamed when I came into AA. But then, as they say, nobody comes in skipping with joy. When did I stop being ashamed? Like everything else, for me it took time. As for my sobriety being attracted to a newcomer, well, what to say on that one? I share what I found useful in my early days. The basics. Don't drink whatever. Get to meetings and use the phone. Sometimes I wonder maybe I'm not very attractive because I don't tend to bang on about stuff, but that's me. I was full of my opinions when I was drinking, so best I try not and behave like that now. Plus, I am a bit on the quieter side. If I share at meeting, I hope it's because I want to add something to the meeting, and not because my ego is getting in the way and I want to sound good. Something else I need to watch out for. End.